This KMQ episode is brought to you by the Sexy Librarian's Erotica Blogcast. Listen in as Rose flirts around with Big Daddy and discusses erotica and sexuality with today's most provocative writers and community leaders. Subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Also available in the Google Play Music app for Android under Podcasts. And now, your favorite sexy librarian, Rose Caraway.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Kiss Me Quick's Erotica Podcast. This is your favorite sexy librarian, Rose Caraway. You guys, there's so much stuff going on here at Stupid Fish Productions. I've just uploaded yet another, my 10th actually, audiobook for Rachel Kramer Bustle. It's not live just yet in Audible, but it will be very, very soon. The title of that nasty little audiobook is Baby Got Back, Anal Erotica. So for all you booty lovers out there, this one is for you. Notifications, announcements will go out at my two newsletters. I've got the kissmequicks.com website newsletter and stupidfishproductions.com newsletters. Subscribe and you will get the news first. With tremendous honor and excitement, I'm also currently narrating Paul Heron of Sky Blue Press has published another Anaïs Nin novella. He does a lot of her journals. He also does a podcast. He is who I call the Indiana Jones of all things Anaïs Nin. The title of this novella is Elettris, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to get to narrate an Anaïs Nin project. She is a historical voice. She is the godmother of erotica. You cannot call yourself a fan of erotica unless you have read Anaïs Nin. Go check her out. Subscribe to the Anaïs Nin podcast. It's really awesome. Paul Heron is fabulous. You'll love it. I have got a new call for submissions up over at stupidfishproductions.com. You can get to the guidelines through the KMQ website, kissmequicks.com. The title of this next anthology is Tonight She's Yours, Cuckold Fantasies, Volume 2. Submission guidelines are currently posted. I am accepting submissions for this project now. I will, at the very end of this episode, read a little bit of the guidelines to give you an idea of what I'm expecting. So stay tuned at the end for that. You know, if you are not a writer, but you are a reader of erotica, an avid reader of any genre, really, the slush pile over at Facebook is always looking for more beta readers. These are the people who help writers find all the errors in their work. Any typos, any plot holes, any weird character development issues. We need more beta readers. The group is small, it is mighty, and we would love more eyes on our projects. So if you are interested in being a part of that awesome creative process, go to Facebook and ask to join. You know that your work is going to really be taken care of there. So head over to Facebook and ask to join the slush pile. All right, you guys, today's story is taken from Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 2, edited by Rachel Kramer Bustle. It is titled Brick Dust by one of my longtime favorite authors, the Queen of Kink, KJB. We've had KJB on the KMQ podcast before. I have interviewed her over at the Sexy Librarian's blogcast. I've even published her work in my Sexy Librarian's Big Book of Erotica through Cleus Press. She's an absolutely fabulous UK writer whom I've adored for years. The KMQ is all about offering a way to get partners to talk about sex and their fantasies. And KJB is an author that readers can totally have a lot of fun with. Go check her out, KJB, after you listen to her story. All right, let's get to it. We encourage you lovely Lurid listeners to be playful. Enjoy yourselves, your partners, and your sexuality. This show is for adults only and is a hands-free listening experience. Well, at least one hand. But before our story begins, let me tell you about our latest audiobooks. Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 2. These sexy stories about women on the prowl span the globe, traveling from Peru to the Bahamas and beyond in pursuit of pleasure. For the men and the women who love them, Stupid Fish Productions presents an anthology intended for the fellas and the women who have an appetite for bold, adventurous, erotic storytelling. Escape into the fantastic, the outlandish, and the literary. Get these sexy audiobooks now in iTunes, Amazon, and Audible. And now, Brick Dust by KJB, as featured in Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 2. Tell me, what else did he want to do to you? Hey, a layer of dry dust landed on Liza's moist lips, making it difficult to reply. Come on, girl. We've got you this far, and hell, you don't half look good. Liza could sense Mick's urgency. Before he tied her up, his tone had been methodical and controlled. Now, as the quarry foreman towered over Liza, observing as she discovered what it really meant to be spread-eagled, naked, exposed and vulnerable, his Praetorian accent crackled with barely suppressed lust. Hey, she licked her lips, tasting stone grit on her tongue. He wanted to force me into begging to be fucked. With her arms at right angles to her body and her wrists and ankles roped to parallel winch shafts, Liza had the strangest idea that she must look like an open pair of scissors. After accepting the temporary job as administrator at the South African sandstone brick quarry, Liza's main worry had centered around coping with the extreme heat after years of living on the cool English coast. Once she'd arrived, however, Liza had moved on from considering how she would keep cool to how she'd manage to keep her hands off her boss. Within half an hour of meeting Mick, Liza had been fantasizing about what it would be like to sit on his lap, slowly raising her ass up and down as her body engulfed his thick, solid cock. That afternoon, sitting at her office desk, Liza had been struggling to coat the back of her neck with sun cream when Mick had suddenly offered to help. If Mick had stopped applying the lotion once he'd covered her neck, then perhaps nothing would have happened. But Liza hadn't wanted him to stop. She'd daydreamed so often about the site foreman giving her a more thorough lotioning than was strictly necessary. So she hadn't complained when Mick lifted her vest top over her head and began to anoint the rest of her back. It was only when Mick moved to her front that the reality of discovery had invaded Liza's brain, dragging her fantasy-fueled imaginings from the pull Mick was creating at her crotch and causing her to defensively cover her white bra with her hands. What is it with you? Mick sat back, more amused than annoyed. One minute you're asking me to run my hands all over that delicious body of yours, and the next you've gone cold. Who are you hiding from? What makes you think I'm hiding? I just don't want anyone to walk in and see me with your paws all over my chest. Come off it. You're hiding. Why else would you be working in the middle of nowhere for 6 months when you could be running some company back home? Mick winked at Liza. The fact that she hadn't complained about his hands being on her tits silently hung in the air between them. Anyway, you're not the first. Nearly everyone who takes your job is avoiding something somewhere else. What's your excuse for turning up here? Not just to give me wank dreams, surely. perversely pleased that she'd been having as much of an effect on Mick as he had on her, Liza gave him a half smile. "You wank to me?"
"Are you kidding? You've done some unbelievable things in my head."
It was no good pretending she didn't fancy Mick. It was obvious. The white cotton of her bra was thin, and the poke of her nipples was undeniably visible. Letting her hands drop from her breasts, Liza asked, "Such as?"
"You want to know what we do together in the privacy of my head?"
Mick's lips curled at the edges, his chocolate eyes challenging.
30 seconds ago, you were a little miss shy."
"I want to know."
"Then you have to tell me why you're here."
The foreman took a step closer to his assistant, his half-open shirt hinting at the dark, work-honed chest beneath.
"Do we have a deal?"
Taking a swig from her water bottle, Liza stared back at Mick. "Deal. But you have to talk first." Mick placed a calloused palm on Liza's shoulder.
"How brave are you?"
Liza swallowed. "Oh, I'm brave." She paused before adding, "although not as brave as my ex-boyfriend wanted me to be."
"Is that so? And is how brave he wanted you to be something to do with why you're here?"
Perspiration began to dot the back of Liza's neck. "The deal was that you'd go first." Liza's pulse began to race with a mix of fear and excitement. Her body badly wanted Mick, but suddenly he seemed potentially more dangerous than the man she'd left behind. The man who had become so relentless in his demands that he'd begun to bore her as well as disturb her, prompting her to take an impromptu overseas career break.
"All right."
Mick pushed his chest against Liza's as she perched on the edge of her desk.
"For a start,
you always appear in my imagination with no top on. Your tits are free,
naked, tight."
Liza felt as though she was being hypnotized by his words. She was watching his lips move, her own imagination miles ahead of him, picturing Mick's fist around his cock, pleasuring himself as he contemplated her breasts. Breasts that he was currently releasing from their bra holster.
"Often, your nipples are in my mouth. I lick them, bite them, and suck them."
Liza could picture the scene he was creating so vividly that she had to stop herself from asking him to suck them right now. Keeping his eyes fixed on her ample chest, Mick's hands caressed her bare arms as he spoke.
"Sometimes I imagine you begging for me to touch your breasts. I get off on your frustration, on making you wait. You're longing for something that is only in my power to give you as you lie totally naked, spread-eagled."
Liza shivered as Mick stressed the last words. He spoke more deliberately now, and their eyes locked.
"And you are tied outside to the sandy ground."
She froze, whispering, "But that's what he wanted."
"He?"
Mick reached a hand to Liza's chest, gently buffing her left nipple before pulling the crumpled piece of paper from his pocket and flicking it open.
"You mean Ryan."
Shocked, Liza slid her butt back so she was out of reach. "Where did you get that letter?"
"From your desk drawer."
Mick was perfectly calm, his eyes blazing with the promise of how good he could make her feel.
"I was hunting for the staff safety manual, and this was sitting on top."
Liza was furious. "How dare you read my personal mail?"
"I think you're pleased I did. Look at yourself. Globes out. Shameless. I bet if I saw your pussy, I'd be greeted with a pretty sight of shining honey and damp knickers."
Unable to deny the truth of her physical condition, Liza wrapped her arms across her breasts, her voice dripping with betrayal. "So when you said you wanked about me, you actually meant you fantasized about what my ex-boyfriend wanted to do to me on the beach at home, without caring that I'd be on show to anyone passing by?" Mick examined Liza shrewdly.
"The idea turned you on."
"It did not."
"It did. Why else would you bring the letter with you?"
Liza felt her hackles rising. "Okay, so I like things a bit kinky sometimes, but I'm not a sideshow." Mick held the letter back up.
It says that Ryan wanted to spread eagle you on the beach and tease your body until you scream so loud the people in the next town would come to watch. Ryan was out of control. Yet you kept his letter. So what? You kept it close. Even before I found it, it was well crumbled, as if it had been read often, which means it turned you on. Lifting her chin defiantly, Liza was about to deny it when Mick pulled her forward again and resumed his buffering of her chest. I think you liked the idea, right up until Ryan suggested you might be watched. You like to play the wanton hussy, but only in private. The professional woman in the day, the professional sexy hot kinky woman after hours. I respect that. Hell, I love that. Pausing while keeping his gaze fixed on Liza, Mick weighed her firm tits in his hands. All that passion bottled up all day, and then, when there's no one else around. Despite her anger at Mick's invasion of her privacy, Liza couldn't prevent the sigh that escaped her. It had climbed up from the pit of her stomach and was loaded with so much physical relief that Mick laughed. Ha, nice. Not wanting to confirm how good he was making her feel, Liza remade her point. Even if I like interesting sex, it doesn't mean I want an audience clapping at me while I have it. And if I prove that what Ryan was proposing would be mind-blowing, but promise no onlookers? The bulge beneath Mick's cargo shorts was becoming difficult to ignore, and the state of her own knickers had moved from pleasantly damp to full-on wet. Liza murmured, "You can guarantee no audience? 100%? I can. For the next hour, anyway." Mick's words developed a rasping edge as he sensed his companion was weakening. Everyone working on this shift is a mile away on the other side of the quarry. Even if someone did turn up for work early this side, we still have time for some fun. You do want to. I know you do. Liza briefly contemplated what he was saying before yanking Mick's shirt open and smoothing her palms over the sprinkle of chest hair she found there. She spoke clearly into his parted lips. If one person, just one, spots us, I will get you sacked. Got it?
Oh, yes. But not as much as I'm going to get you. Now, strip.
20 minutes had passed since then, and Liza still couldn't stop wriggling against the bindings that held her, at the wrists and ankles. At first, Liza had thought Mick had placed the blindfold over her eyes to add a further dimension of restraint to her tethered body. But as a light breeze stirred up the loose dust that permanently coated every surface of the quarry, Liza realized it was less an act of kink and more an act of kindness to prevent fragments of grit from dancing into her eyes. That was as far as his kindness was going to go, though. With every passing moment, Mick was arousing Liza's helpless body further simply by staring at her captive state. Her helplessness, she knew, was contributing to her high state of excitement more than she'd ever imagined it would, and yet Liza couldn't stop the little voice at the back of her head asking why the hell she had taken a boring, undemanding job hundreds of miles from home to avoid Ryan's constant, outlandish sexual demands, only to do precisely what he'd wanted with someone else. I must be insane. It didn't feel insane, though. It felt incredible. Beneath her shielded eyelids, Liza could make out the shadow of Mick's outline as he towered over her.
Let's reread this letter. Apart from tying you up, what else was Ryan going to do?
Liza could picture the words her ex had written clearly, despite her blindfold. She had read them so often. He wanted to tease my body until I begged.
That's the bit I've wanked about the most.
Dropping to his knees, Mick sent a shower of particles spraying across Liza's legs.
It's not the fact you are bound and at my mercy, but that you're going to have to plead for me to fuck you that's working the magic.
The blanket of ground brick beneath Liza's body that had initially felt like a soft mattress morphed into unyielding grime-covered earth
as Mick spoke. The top layer was sticking to her back, making Liza feel as though she were a living piece of sandpaper. Each time she wriggled, her back was scratched, but rather than feeling uncomfortable, it sent ripples of confused desire tripping through her veins. Clamping her lips together, Liza squeezed her eyes shut in concentration. No way was she going to beg. Mick's words seemed to come from far away as his fingers recommenced their polishing of Liza's nipples. Ryan says he wanted to trail seaweed across your tits. Interesting. The quarry is a bit short of seaweed, so I'm going to have to improvise. Liza didn't have to wait long to see what Mick would use instead. The unmistakable touch of an empty sand sack being traced over her tender nipples made Liza mewl through her gritted teeth. Is that okay, baby? Good for you? Oh, yes. Her boss's sudden concern that she was all right added to Liza's craving for more. Despite her earlier determination, she was already biting back the need to call out for him to fill her with a cock she'd neither seen nor touched. Mick kept the sacking traveling, its mildly abrasive surface more arousing than any silk or satin, as tiny specks of caught orange brick exfoliated her breasts, belly, thighs, knees, and feet. The foreman's grunts of visual appreciation were becoming more frequent. For a split second, Liza wondered if he'd break first, thrusting inside her before she screamed for him to do just that. However, rather than plunging toward Liza's pussy, as she'd hoped, Mick let go of the sacking and sat on her lower legs, trapping her further. Inhaling his masculine scent, Liza could taste the aroma of sex and brick dust mingling at the back of her throat, just as Mick poured some baked powder over her navel, making her squirm with desire. "You're so pretty." Mick repeated the move, and soon Liza had six towers of flaked sandstone balancing on her torso. "Keep still for me, baby. I don't want these mini mountains to fall down." "But I don't think..." Liza's protest was cut short as the sack was abruptly and unexpectedly swung against the tip of her right nipple. "Fuck!" Mick's laugh was hoarse and rather strangled. "Was that an instruction or a yelp of lust?" Not waiting for an answer, the foreman raised the now twisted sackcloth and struck Liza's left nipple. The fact she'd been expecting the move made the pain sharper this time as her body was tensed in preparation. Gasping at the contrast between the continuing sharp spanks of the canvas and the light caress of the dust, Liza gave another involuntary leap within the confines of the rope, causing the grit that hadn't already fallen to scatter across her flesh. "Fuck, baby. You're fantastic." Dropping the sack, Mick placed his hands on Liza's stomach, smoothing the ginger dust over her belly. He made her gasp anew as he slid a single digit over her clit. As Mick traced dust-spotted sex juice over her nub, Liza forgot her private pact to make as little noise as possible, in case it traveled across to the workers on the other side of the quarry. Moaning with delight, she felt her pussy twitch, her entire being craving more. Just as Liza thought she was going to break and plead for him to screw her, Mick moved away. The total abandonment of his touch was more painful than the strike of the sacking against her nipples. A frightening feeling of neglect engulfed Liza. "Mick?" Stroking her fringe from her covered eyes, Mick was soothing. "Sorry, baby. I had to strip. If you had any idea how hot my cock is, you'd understand." Relief coursed through Liza's veins as he sat down again, the weight of his cock against her thigh. Taunting her pussy with one palm, Mick ran a finger from his other hand through the sprinkled grit on her stomach. "That wasn't in the letter." Liza breathed out each word. "It tickles." "I told you. I'm improvising." Mick swirled patterns across her skin. "If you can tell me what I'm drawing, I'll push my finger inside. You'd like that, wouldn't you?" "Yes, I..." Liza bit down on her lips. She would not beg. Running a hand through Liza's tangled hair, Mick smiled. Don't worry, baby. I know this wasn't your groveling. Not yet, anyway. So, what am I drawing? Following the tantalizing movement of his finger with her imagination, Liza felt curling knots of an approaching climax gathering within her. A flower. Correct. Mick pushed his finger so that just the tip was hidden within her. Digging her toes into the ground beneath her, Liza felt a new layer of perspiration break out on her chest that had nothing to do with the heat of the late afternoon sun. Having such an insubstantial filling was somehow worse than nothing at all, and Liza couldn't stop herself straining against her bindings, trying to slide closer to Mick's hand. No, you don't. He slapped her breasts with his palm, making Liza groan with pleasure. That's cheating, baby. But if you guess what I'm drawing next, I'll push my finger deeper. Panting hard, Liza tried to focus on the movement of Mick's fingertip as it swept through the brick dust, but it just felt like random lines. Panic gripped her for a second time. What if I can't guess? Will he leave me? Abandon me so the workers see me like this? I don't know. Mick silently repeated his drawing action. Liza could still feel his cock against her leg. She was convinced it was becoming hotter as well as harder. Think. There are lines like a diamond shape, but it's crossed through and there's a tail. A kite? It's a kite. Good girl. Easing his finger in up to the knuckle, Mick reveled in Liza's whimper of partial relief. Tell me how badly you want me to push my finger all the way in, and I'll add another one, or maybe two. Or I might kiss those magnificent tits. Liza didn't trust herself to answer. If she answered him, she'd be begging. But if one of them didn't break soon, then the laborers would start arriving, and there wouldn't be time to come at all. In the contest between desire and pride, desire had won. Please, Mick. Please what, baby? Swearing under her breath now that Mick was going to actually make her say the words, Liza exhaled in jerky gulps. Please, Mick. Please push it in. No, sod your fingers. I want your cock. Fuck me. There was no hesitation. Abandoning his manipulation of her mound, Mick lined up his sheathed cock and sank against Liza's tethered body, muffling her satisfaction with his mouth to prevent the sound of their rough coupling traveling across the open quarry. Mick pinched Liza's taut nipples in time to each thrust of his hips, taking out the frustration of his own wait for a climax on Liza's imprisoned frame. The foreman gloried in the way her limbs tugged at their bindings, and her breasts jiggled as an orgasm started to ricochet through her beautifully trapped curves. As Mick's release built to the point of no return, he pulled off Liza's blindfold so he could witness the shine in her eyes and savor the glorious, blissed-out expression on her face as she tumbled into climax. Less than a minute later, Mick eased Liza to her feet, wiping as much brick dust off her stained flesh as he could. Quickly, my orange girl, get inside and dress. We'll shower later. The first workers will be here soon. Grinning widely as Mick supported her unsteady body, Liza looked at where she'd lain. An angel-shaped imprint of her tethered outline was etched in the brick dust. You never had any intention of us getting caught, did you? No way. Mick scuffed out the evidence of what they'd done with his foot. Ryan was an idiot. Why would anyone want to blow his chances of having his other wank time fantasies come true?
You have other fantasies about me?
Pulling Liza closer, inhaling the scent of sex that radiated from her body, Mick pointed to the far side of the quarry. Do you see the metal post that supports the overseer's platform?
Yes.
I want you tied to that, upright, naked, and gagged, with a butt plug keeping your ass hot and ready.
A shiver of renewed desire ran over Liza's body. Ready for what?
You'll see, baby. You'll see.
We hope you enjoyed the show. That was Brick Dust by KJB. To get in touch with KJB, go to kjb.me.uk. For more fun, sexy stories, go to Amazon, iTunes, or Audible and search Rose Caraway. Sign up for Audible's 30-day trial and you can get one of my audiobooks for free. Your subscription will include one free audiobook every month, as well as give you discounted prices on all my audiobooks. You can cancel at any time. Interested in getting published in an anthology? Check out my current calls for submissions coming up next. The Kiss Me Quick's Erotica podcast is a Stupid Fish production and is brought to you by the Sexy Librarian's Erotica blogcast. All right, you guys, thanks so much for sticking around. Here is the call for submissions guidelines for Tonight She's Yours, Cuckold Fantasies, Volume 2. Stupid Fish Productions is seeking to create another anthology that represents the best in highly erotic storytelling. Your elements of focus should be all of these: eroticism, plot, character, tone, setting, conflict, and dialogue. Writers are highly encouraged to seek beta readers before submitting. Go to Facebook, ask to join the slush pile. Tonight She's Yours, Cuckold Fantasies Volume 2 will feature stories of cuckolding that focus on the cuckold, the hot wife, and the bulls. The cuck, hot wife, and bulls roles are not gender locked. They can be whatever gender the author wants them to be. Male, female, male, male, female, female, whatever mixture, combination you want, don't care. Stories should closely examine the desire and fantasy of cuckolding, the care and mutual benefit of this specific dynamic of sexual play. From first-timers to the well-experienced, all characters should thoughtfully explore their motives. If your characters are well-versed with this play dynamic, creatively explore their depth of trust, their evolved preferences now that they've gotten their toes wet. Trust and communication are essential. If this is a couple's first time and the husband seeks a strong humiliation scene, explore how the wife finds her voice, how she fulfills her husband's specific requirements. By its very nature, cuckolding explores the husband's humiliation, but the level or degree of degradation is up to the author. The range of humiliation, for example, forced by sexuality and cum play, can be from light and playful to intense. Submission deadline is May 30th, 2017. My word count limit for this one is 5,000 words. For the rest of the submission guidelines, go to stupidfishproductions.com.
Stupid Fish Productions would like to thank the following musical artists: Eno, the Little Brother, Mike B. Fort, and Mike Anderson. Their links will be available in the show notes.
Stupid Fish.